This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 820, What to Do When a Native Speaker Doesn't Want to Repeat.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you ever have to ask someone to repeat themselves, but they just tell you never mind? Today, you'll learn how to get someone to repeat themselves with confidence. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, it's going pretty well. Just coming off a big weekend. Last weekend, I was hiking and I was running a 10K and it was just crazy. A lot of exercise.
Good for you. You know, I am having some problems with my feet, actually.
Oh, really?
So now even if I want to, yeah, I'm like having a lot of pain and I think I have like some sort of problem. So I wear comfortable shoes, but apparently it's not enough. I do so much walking in New York.
Maybe you need arch supports because I had some pain in my shins and I got arch supports. It changed everything.
Yeah. I don't know, man, but we'll see how it goes. And it's kind of like, you know, it's your lifeline to be able to walk in New York.
It's so your I'm a little lifeline. Worried. What are you going to do otherwise? Like, you can't take Ubers everywhere.
It would cost me like $100 to get anywhere. So <That's> guys, <right. laughs> cross your fingers that my feet are okay.
My fingers are crossed.
Thank you. And your toes. That's really the more
and my
important
toes part. Too? That's hard, but all right.
Yeah. Well, just work on it for next time. Okay. All right. Anyway. Lindsay, I'm going to try and go on a hike this coming weekend.
Sorry, what?
Never mind.
I wanted to hear about your hike.
What actually, that's a off? Total lie. I'm not going on a hike this weekend. Okay. Anyway, so, but what happened here in this situation? You asked me what I said and what happened.
Well, it seems like you got impatient with me, which felt kind of, I felt really disconnected and brushed aside. You know,
I'm sorry.
You could tell that I didn't understand or I needed clarification and you kind of said, oh, never mind. You wanted to move on.
Oh, I'm really sorry about that, Lindsay.
All right, I'm over it now. It's okay.
Okay, good. Do you ever have that where like you didn't hear what somebody says and then you ask them, sorry, what did you say? And they repeat themselves and then you still don't understand. You still don't hear them. And so you have to ask again. Do you ever have that happen?
Yeah, that's happened to me before for sure. And I also feel like I've been on the delivering end of this where I've just kind of, I've been a little impatient sometimes, even with, you know, my friends, family, and that kind of thing. And they've asked me to repeat and I've just said, oh, that's okay. Never mind. Don't worry about it. You know, so both sides. Yeah.
Right. I always feel funny asking more than twice. Like, sorry, what did you say? Oh, I said this. Sorry, what did you say? Oh, yeah. I said this. Ah, I didn't get it still. And then you're like, okay. And then you just pretend that you heard.
That is the worst. That's the one thing we want to warn our listeners, guys. Don't do that. That can get you into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Don't pretend you understood if you didn't, because then you might have to comment on it later. And yeah, that's my advice.
Yeah.
But today, Lindsay, we have a listener question, a really interesting question about this kind of situation. Would you mind reading us the question?
Yeah, absolutely. So here it is. So hi, Lindsay, Michelle, and Jessica. How are you doing? I hope you're doing very well. Firstly, I would like to say I'm having great times listening to you in the 1 hour from home to work and 1 hour to work from home every week day in the crazy Sao Paulo, Brazil traffic. Sometimes I feel like we're close friends, how familiar your voices are. Furthermore, it's been an enriching experience as I can see my English has been getting better every day. The motto, we believe in connection, not perfection, is very important to me and has been useful in my daily life. Oh, that's so nice.
Who is
this
from? Thank you.
This is from Fred. Thanks, Fred. That's fantastic. I like that.
Yeah.
So here is Fred's question. So my question is, how to deal with the situation when I don't understand something that somebody says and I say, I'm sorry. And the person says, that's okay. And does not repeat it. It seems to me they're impatient and it's frustrating to me. Thank you very much, Fred from Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Cool. Okay, great question. So I was a little bit unsure of exactly the question, but just let's talk about it in two ways real quick. This is interesting because you could say, I'm sorry, and the person thinks you're apologizing for something, right, Lindsay? And
yeah.
I'm not sure if that's what's happening here with Fred, but I guess that could happen. And that could be something with the tone of voice, right, Lindsay?
I think so. Yeah, you're right, Michelle. I think you're onto something there. It's very important the way you deliver that, I'm sorry.
Right. So if you say, I'm sorry, that sounds more like a question. But if you say it like, I'm sorry, then the person probably thinks that you're apologizing for something, right? So that's number one. If you want to ask, what did they say? You want to make sure you say, I'm sorry, like, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. Or just sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. That's that tone of voice, that intonation, that upward swing at the end, that does sound more like you want them to repeat. So be sure that you're doing that, right?
That's huge. I think that's the number one tip right there. I love that.
Right, right, exactly. So, but Fred, we wanted to focus on this kind of situation. So it sounds to me that, you know, perhaps in the past, you've asked someone to repeat something by saying, I'm sorry, and they say, that's okay. You say that and you get frustrated, you feel like they're frustrated or impatient. So maybe it seems that maybe someone is just saying, oh, that's okay. Like, all right, you didn't hear me. All right, whatever. Never mind. It's not a big deal, right? So that's what this episode is about. If somebody says to you, ah, it's all right, don't worry about it, and you feel like kind of frustrated because you can understand them, you just need them to repeat it again, right? And you don't want them to, you know, you want to feel connected. You want to be a part of the conversation. And if somebody just says, never mind, or that's all right, like it makes you feel like, you know, maybe they think that you can't understand, and that's kind of offensive, right?
Exactly. And it comes back to our slogan, connection, not perfection. I know that Fred values that idea. And so I can see why he's writing in. And it's frustrating because you are disconnected in that moment.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, but there's something that, you know, before we get started on some of the things that you can do, I want you to remember that, you know, if someone is impatient, the key point is that you have to decide whether or not it's worth it to get frustrated about the situation. You know, you might, or to get offended or anything like that. So maybe that person is who says, all right, never mind. Maybe they're in a rush, or maybe they're unfriendly, or maybe they aren't sure just how to get their point across, right?
Yeah.
So maybe they're like, oh, I'm not sure, you know, I'm not sure how to say this. So, but the point is, don't get offended, right? If the person truly isn't sure how to explain what they're trying to say, then you can give them some ideas, right? To see if you're understanding correctly. So maybe say, did you say this? Did you say that? And, you know, encourage them to keep talking and that you'll get it. But if they seem unfriendly or if they're in a rush, it might not be worth your time and not worth your frustration or to be offended, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, what do you think of that, Lindsay?
Do you want to make learning English simple? There are really only 7 key things that you need to do to reach connection in English. To get those 7 key things in a free video lesson, go to allearsenglish.com/secrets and find out exactly what they are and how to execute them today. allearsenglish.com/SECRETS.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I think that's right on. And also, like, sometimes, you know, people, you might ask for repetition, you say, sorry. And the person might realize that they don't, like, they just said something they didn't want to say. Like, they just disagree what they just said. And it's like saying, never mind. Oh, never mind. But in the sense that they're revising what they were thinking. They're revising their thoughts and it's no longer relevant. That true. Can happen too, you know?
That's very true. So yeah, that's a possibility as well. So, you know, the point is just like focus on connection but we want to give you some phrases that you could use in this situation. Mm-hmm. If you really want to make sure that they repeat. But yeah, watch out for that kind of thing where, you know, maybe somebody just decided they didn't want to say something or they want to change what they said. And that's a really good point, Lindsay.
Yeah. Or like sometimes if it's loud and someone asks me to repeat, I don't have the energy. Like if we're in the middle of Times Square in New York and I'm talking with someone and they ask me to repeat, I'm like, oh, never mind. I'll just tell them later. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't want to try to scream over the traffic. And so yeah. I feel like it's better to wait. So that's another possibility. But this is good. Like I think we can show our listener Fred here and our other listeners how to actually get that person back if they want to.
Right, exactly. If you feel that this is a person who just maybe doesn't feel like, you know, it could be offensive if you think that the person, like your English is at this certain level where you'll be able to understand them. And sometimes people may think, never mind, right? But yeah. Lindsay, you bring about some really good points. But let's throw out some phrases that our listeners can use if you really want to get somebody like, no, please actually repeat it. I'll get it, right?
Yeah, this is a way of holding your own and coming back into the conversation and saying, hey, no, give me another chance. I'm here and I can understand you. Just give me another chance.
Right, right. Okay, so what's the first phrase, Lindsay?
Okay, so could you please repeat that? I should be able to catch it this time.
Right. So, yeah, that's a way that you can say, saying I should be able to catch it this time is like, you know, one more time and encouraging that you will be able to understand, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you give the person the confidence. It's like if you feel confident, you project that confidence. Other people feel that too about you. And it works the other way too.
Right. Exactly. So let's do a little role play of how this would sound. Okay, Lindsay. All right. Yeah. I want to go to Central Park.
Where?
Central Park.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Oh, never mind.
Could you please repeat that? I should be able to catch it this time.
Oh, okay. Central Park.
Oh, I love Central Park. You should totally go.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Yeah. So in this situation, you're encouraging them. No, I'm going to be able to understand. Just give me one more chance, right?
Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah. You're holding your own. You're staying in that conversation.
Right, right, right. Okay. All right. The next one, this one's a little bit more direct, and this is fine, right? So this one is, I'm working on my English. Please repeat it. I'd love to understand.
Mm-hmm. So you're acknowledging what's going on with you. And sometimes it's nice if you just acknowledge like you're not a native speaker and you just put that out there, and then the person might be more willing to work with you, be more patient.
Right, right. Exactly. So I think sometimes just being direct and saying, you know, I'm working on my English. Maybe I just didn't understand, but come on, please. Like, right? Okay. Yeah. So let's give this one a try.
Okay. So the train is on your left.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, I'm working on my English. Please repeat it. I'd love to understand.
You'd love to make your train.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's important. Right. Or you don't have to say, please repeat it, but you could say, please repeat that one more time, or please, you know, you can play around with these phrases a little bit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. All right. What's the next one, Lindsay?
Okay. So you could say, sorry, I just didn't catch that one word. Did you say... And then, you know, apple or whatever the word is.
Right, right. So sometimes this could encourage someone because they might think, oh, you didn't understand the entire thing. Okay. But maybe you just one word was kind of tricky. Right. Yeah, and yeah. You want to point out where, you know, you want to help them along like, okay, I got everything. But what was that one thing that you said? Right.
Yeah. I mean, this can completely change the pattern of the conversation and help you feel connected again to that person. So it's worth a try, guys. Should we try it? Should we do a little?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I'm completely obsessed with that movie.
What? I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Sorry. I just didn't catch that one word. Did you say obsessed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
Okay, cool.
So instead of making them, you know, saying, oh, the whole thing, you know, that they would repeat it, maybe, you know, you're pointing them in the direction of where maybe the misunderstanding took place, right? And here it was correct.
Yeah. No. I like that. That's good. So you don't need to, it takes energy to repeat yourself. Like from a native speaker perspective, you know, you're busy, you have a long day, you're running around the city. It does take energy to repeat a whole thought, right? So if you just ask the person to repeat a single word, it's a lot easier.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. And then we got one more for you, Lindsay. What is it?
I'm pretty sure you said blank. Did I get that right?
Okay, so this is kind of similar to the other one, pointing them in the right direction. Okay, so let's try this one out. So, I never thought I'd be so comfortable on the trains in New York.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Oh, it's nothing.
I'm pretty sure you said you never thought you'd be so comfortable on the trains in New York. Did I get that right?
Wait, read that again, Lindsay.
I'm pretty sure. My mistake.
Wait, let's start over. Okay,
let's start over. Start again. Connection, not perfection.
Connection, not perfection. Right. Okay. I never thought I'd be so comfortable on the trains in New York.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Oh, it's nothing.
I'm pretty sure you said you thought you'd never be so uncomfortable on the trains in New York. Did I get that right?
Oh, no, I said comfortable.
Oh, I see now. Yeah, I'm comfortable too.
Okay, there we go.
I love it. Make mistakes.
No, that's cool. I'm like, should I go with it? No, it's important. No. Okay, awesome. So yeah, in this situation, you know, you didn't understand and you said, I think you said this and it was wrong, right? But I was able to say, no, actually I said this, but it wasn't so intimidating as if you just said, oh, can you repeat the whole thing again, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's about working with the person you're with, going for that connection. And like you said, Michelle, before, knowing when to care and when not to care and trying not to get frustrated, right?
Right, exactly. Just you really got to judge the situation and, you know, don't worry about it too much, right? But these are some tools that you can use if you really do are like, wait, give me a chance. I can understand you. I just missed one thing, right? Because you want to make sure that people aren't, you know, just thinking, oh, well, forget it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like I said before, like if you signal to the person you're talking with that you have the confidence to think that you can catch the whole sentence, you just need it one more time, then they feel confident in you. It's really about your posture in the world. Right?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Right. That's so important. Yeah. So definitely. Well, I hope that this has been, you know, helpful for our listeners, you know, get people to repeat themselves, have that confidence that they know that they can say something and, you know, that they shouldn't give up because they really shouldn't give up on you because you guys can understand. Right. So, but again, don't worry about it if it's not the right kind of moment to do it. And you should be good.
Right. And if it is the right moment, remember, you're going for connection, right? So always That's focus right. on that. Do what you need to do to regain the connection or continue the connection so you don't lose it. That's what it's all about, guys.
That's what it's all about. All right. Well, awesome. Well, thank you for that question. That was really interesting. And yeah, thanks for hanging out today, Lindsay.
I'll see you next time, Michelle. Take care.
See you later.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.